that the pleasures of which the tyrant enjoys through all these several avenues of sense are many times more numerous, and the pains he suffers are far fewer. To which Hero, "Nay, that is not so, Simonides. Take my word for it. The fact is rather that the pleasures of the despot are far fewer than those of people in a humbler condition, and his pains not only far more numerous, but more intense." "That sounds incredible," exclaimed Simonides. "If it were really so, how do you explain the passionate desire commonly displayed to wield the tyrant's scepter, and that, too, on the part of persons reputed to be the ablest of men? Why should all men envy the despotic monarch?" "For the all-sufficient reason," he replied, "that they form conclusions on the matter without experience of the two conditions. And I will try to prove to you the truth of what I say, beginning with the faculty of vision, which, unless my memory betrays me, was your starting point. Well then, when I come to reason on the matter, first of all, I find that, as regards the class of objects of which these orbs of vision are the channel, the despot has the disadvantage. Every region of the world, each country on this fair earth, presents objects worthy of contemplation, in quest of which the ordinary citizen will visit, as the humor takes him. Now some city, for the sake of spectacles, or again, the great national assemblies, where sights most fitted to entrance the gaze of multitudes would seem to be collected. But the despot has neither part nor lot in these high festivals, seeing it is not safe for him to go where he will find himself at the mercy of the assembled crowds, nor are his home affairs in such security that he can leave them to the guardianship of others whilst he visits foreign parts. A twofold apprehension haunts him. He will be robbed of his throne, and at the same time be powerless to take vengeance on his wrongdoer. Perhaps you will retort, why should he trouble to go abroad to seek for such things? They are sure to come to him, although he stops at home. Yes, Simonides, that is so far true. A small percentage of them no doubt will. And this scant moiety will be sold at so high a price to the despotic monarch that the exhibitor of the merest trifle looks to receive from the imperial pocket, within the briefest interval, 10 times more than he can hope to win from all the rest of mankind in a lifetime, and then he will be off. To which Simonides, well, granted you have the worst of it in sights and sightseeing, yet you must admit you are large gainers through the sense of hearing, you who are never stinted of that sweetest of all sounds, the voice of praise, since all around you are forever praising everything you do and everything you say, whilst, conversely, to that most harsh and grating of all sounds, the language of abuse, your ears are sealed, since no one cares to speak evil against a monarch to his face. Then Hero, and what pleasure do you suppose mere abstinence from evil words implies, when it is an open secret that those silent persons are cherishing all evil thoughts against the tyrant? What mirth, do you imagine, is to be extracted from their panegyric, who are suspected of bestowing praise out of mere flattery? Simonides made answer, yes, I must indeed admit, I do concede to you that praise alone is sweetest, which is breathed from lips of free men absolutely free. But look you, here is a point. You will find it hard to persuade another that you despots, within the limits of those things whereby we one and all sustain our bodies, in respect, that is, of meats and drinks, have not a far wider range of pleasures. Yes, Simonides, he answered, and what is more, I know the explanation of the common verdict. The majority have come to the conclusion that we monarchs eat and drink with greater pleasure than do ordinary people, because they have got the notion, they themselves